This is Matt Graham with the MBS Live Market Update. Bonds finally enjoyed a week where they were able to level off after recent weakness, although some of the recent weakness crept into the beginning of last week, specifically on Monday and Tuesday. And the culprits there included economic data to a large extent, with retail sales on Monday coming out much stronger than expected, something we touched on briefly last week. And that weakness continued into Tuesday, and it was exacerbated to some extent with a speech from Fed Chair Powell in which he notably shifted tone. Perhaps it's notable to you. It's not notable to everybody, because some people would say it is just data dependent, and Powell logically acknowledged a recent shift in the data by saying it's conceivable the Fed might not even cut at all in 2024. If you look at the Fed's dot plot for March, they still saw 3 rate cuts by a very slim margin. And when we get the updated dot plot in June, if the data hasn't changed course by then, we can expect far fewer rate cuts priced in, perhaps none. Depends on how other Fed members feel. In any event, it was a shift in tone, and Fed's Williams had an opportunity to sort of walk back his previous dovish comment regarding inflation not being a surprise to the Fed, or inflation setbacks not being a surprise to the Fed. That was after the most recent CPI report. And then a few days later, he did have an opportunity to walk those back and said, if data called for higher rates, then the Fed would hike. Pretty simple stuff, pretty data dependent. But after getting that weakness out of the way earlier in the week, bonds calmed down on Wednesday. It was likely a bout of short covering, perhaps value buying. It wasn't tied to any big ticket, really obvious, overt market mover. And we did caution that it was probably just technical in nature, or short covering, or value buying. And true to form, bonds leveled off and didn't make any additional gains on Thursday. That was partly a factor of economic data, with Philly Fed coming out much stronger than expected, highest since 2022. And no real impact from jobless claims, but it was enough to get things to level off. Same story on Friday, no data, no major market movement, a very flat end to the week. The most important part about all of last week's volatility is that starting on Wednesday, 3 consecutive days had lower high yields than the previous day. And that's the first time that has happened in over a month. And at the very least, the first time it's happened, or I should say, not at the very least, but more importantly, the first time it's happened since this most recent uptick in rates began at the beginning of April. Looking ahead to this week, one might consider that PCE prices on Friday is a very important economic report, because that's what the Fed refers to as its preferred gauge of inflation. But what we've seen over the past few years is PCE just doesn't have the same market moving impact as CPI. First off, because CPI and PCE correlate quite well, the market gets its reaction out of the way with CPI, and PCE is easier to sort of hone in on from an economic forecasting standpoint once other economic data has come out, CPI being one of those reports, also PPI feeding into that as well. So that's the week's biggest economic report, but probably not a huge market mover unless it does something to really surprise forecasters in a way that couldn't be ascertained or weeded out of the existing data. That means all eyes are really on the following week, where we'll get the next Fed announcement, possibly an announcement of QT tapering, which we'll talk more about next Monday, and a bigger round of economic data culminating in Friday's jobs report. That's going to do it for this week. Back to you.